can you assess the player, people up front the last couple weeks?
Well, the last couple of weeks, is you can see in our stats, we hadn't played the run very well. And, you know, we just had to do a better job of focusing on our technique and doing things right. And the coach has always said from day one, just everybody do their job. Don't worry about anything else. And I think last week we showed that when we focus on what we're supposed to do, we did a good job.
Do you see anything different about them with their change from Larry Johnson to Charles? Are they doing anything different up front?
You know, the different types of back. Larry was, you know, he had good speed without question, but he was more of a power back, ran hard, had, you know, big, the size that really made a difference in trying to tackle him. Whereas Charles is very quick. He has very good speed. He does probably a better job for them bouncing the ball outside the perimeter and attacking your edge. So he's a different type of back. We've got to do a good job of keeping our edges and keeping him contained.
Coach, one thing about this 3-4 is you occasionally see the defensive lineman drop back into short coverage. How often would you say, just in general terms, linemen today are asked to actually cover a back in the flat?
Well, you know, it depends on your defensive scheme. Now, we don't have a lot of it, but it's in our package. It's just a different way of attacking our opponents. We call it zone blitz, where we're still playing zone, but we're blitzing. And just about everybody in the league does some form of it. We do our part, but it's not a big package for us.
Okay. How about Ryan McBean? He made a difference since he's been getting back and a little healthier when he played last week.
Yes, you know, that's why Ryan's, you know, has been a starter from the beginning of the season, because he's a good football player. He's very physical. He gives us a type of player that you like in a 3-4, and that is being physical. He can run. He gives you great effort. He's a good player, so we're really happy to see him back healthy.
I know they all come along at different times, but he's an example of a guy who needed a couple of years on the practice squad before he got it. Is that generally the case in the 3-4 with the five technique type role?
No, I think it's really up to the individual, you know, how well he develops through the course of his time in the league. I think it's no different than in a 4-3 when I coached 3-4, 4-3 some years ago. It's no different in terms of their development. It's just a matter of just learning the technique. And to be honest with you, I'm not teaching too many things any different in a 3-4 than I did in a 4-3.
Okay. How's Ronnie Fields holding up?
He's doing a good job. He's been, you know, knock on wood, healthy for the most part this season. And he's, you know, he's getting better every week.
You're what, in week 13, week 14, something like that? Generally, that's when, I guess, do you worry or talk about with your linemen just the fatigue factor? Because they're the big guys. I assume they're the ones that get fatigued the most, you know, at this time of year.
Well, you know, what we try to do through the course of the season is rotate guys around so we don't have someone getting more reps than some of the other guys. I mean, it's going to happen because of their being a starter, but we've got to rotate those guys around to keep them healthy. And there's no guarantees in this profession. You know, it could be the very first play of a game,